Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Oh, Pookie, our topic today is a big, important one.
Oh my gosh, it's so important because without this, I mean, where would you begin?
Speaking of begin, it is the beginning of a three-step process that we have been talking about, that we have been honing and developing. It's a three-step process we use in our own lives.
Yes.
And that we use in the people that we work with, and it can be summarized with three simple words, and that is
heal, activate,
And connect. That's right. That's a three-step process that we boil down everything that we know about personal growth and affirmations and personal development and, oh my gosh, overcoming obstacles and succeeding, and kind of broke them down into this process. And the first step with healing, is identifying being aware of your limiting beliefs. We talk a lot on this channel and on our live streams about like overcoming them, like how to rewire your brain against it. But we probably had not spent enough time on just like identifying your limiting beliefs.
Right. How do you find out what they are?
That's right. Because these beliefs are part of your internal operating system that are working on the subconscious level. So quite often you are not aware of them.
Right.
But they're running your life.
They are navigating your ship. You don't even know it.
She did say ship, as in floating on a
navigating your ship.
And your, stirring up your ship.
I know. And, you know, because our limiting beliefs, just think about that. There are beliefs that limit us. There are beliefs that stop us from being, expressing ourselves as we truly are, right? So we could say that our limiting beliefs, they're actually lies. They're not even the truth. Mm-hmm. And we have these limiting beliefs, and they have come from many, many different places. Right, so we can look at our from well-intended beings, such as our parents, our school teachers, maybe a pastor or minister,
friends, family, grandparents,
siblings, all kinds, absolutely.
And so whatever age you are, your beliefs have been developed over a combination of all the things you've done and said and felt over the course of your life until this point, and your brain has wired them into your system to where you're not even aware.
No.
So that's why this step is often skipped in when people pursue personal growth, which is a great aspiration, but you start doing all the stuff and using all the tools and you go, I'm still stuck in this place. Why is that? And one of the reasons may be that you haven't completely identified those limiting beliefs and brought them out into the open where you can shine the light of awareness on them.
Yes, right? And awareness is the first key to transformation.
So right? In this segment, we're not going to be talking about overcoming your limiting beliefs. We're going to be talking about identifying them, coming face to face with them so that you know what you're dealing with.
What?
and then you can start all that work of excavating them, replacing them, and rewiring them. But until you know what they are, you're going to be doing all this work maybe and not wondering why it's not landing, right? So there's a whole list of things here. Let's see if we can get this through this in a concise thing. And so basically you want to pay attention to things that trigger you, that challenge you. And one of the things that's really just most obvious on my channel is since this you come here to listen to my affirmations or our affirmations, and I've heard many comments over the years about, oh yeah, these raise me up, these raise my vibration. But I've heard many, many times people say, oh, I say that one, oh, and it doesn't feel authentic, or it makes me sad, or it makes me cry, or like angry. Your brain's going, no, that's not true. So just that alone, what affirmations trigger you with a negative response or a disbelief? There's a clue about what the underlying limiting belief is. And we should maybe, so there are beliefs that we have. There's an operating system, a belief system that we have. And there are, empowering beliefs that you have.
Absolutely.
And so let's not just negate all beliefs. Through experience and through, you may have mastered some technique or some way of thinking, and so you may have some confidence or whatever, and that's a belief that you want to maintain.
Think of the affirmations. Those are beliefs that you want to activate.
Exactly.
Right? Those are the beliefs that you want to experience. You want to know that is the truth of yourself, right? And usually you'll come into these affirmations because you think the opposite of what you're affirming.
Right.
So that's a really powerful thing to look at too.
So it's good to be aware of your empowering beliefs, but we want to really identify the limiting ones, because that's what's putting the emergency brake on your life and not allowing you to move forward and be the full expression of who you are.
Yeah, it slows you down.
So whenever you get triggered, whenever you have an emotional response to anything, there's an indication there's something as a belief, there's something that's triggering that. And so it's good to just stop and monitor and do some introspection. What caused that? Why am I feeling that way? Is there something in my past that maybe is a similar situation? Am I linking this to something unrelated to what's happening now, this person or this thing or this circumstance that's triggering it? But we often just kind of go through the motions, especially when we're in a heightened emotional state, right? You just kind of move on to the next thing or suppress it. But no, we want you to stop and not dwell on it and make it part of your identity, but just...
ask some questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way of just like trying to observe it from a distance.
Yeah, like step outside of it and just kind of look at it and like, what is actually happening here? What am I experiencing? What are my feelings right now? When was the first time that I felt this feeling? Maybe that can help you discover when this limiting belief actually was activated within your own being. Sometimes we find out it was when we were children, right? And so these beliefs are limiting, and we want to identify them so that we can move beyond them, right? Bring our awareness to them.
There's a lot of ways that these show up. One of them is the imposter syndrome, if you heard about. When you go to pursue something, or even something that you've been at for a while, and you go, oh gosh, who am I really qualified to do this? Are they going to find me out that I'm a fake? You know. And the thing is, no matter what level of success you're at, there's a little bit of that's always going to creep in. There's always going to be a negative voice. It's just you have to get on balanced terms with it. But when you feel that way, again, there's a limiting belief that you're not worthy. You don't deserve this position or this label or whatever, this role that you're wanting to play in life. So when you feel that way, do those self-examination questions. It's also very much related to your comfort zone, right? So all the goodness, all your future growth, your personal growth generally is outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And so what...
All kinds of limiting beliefs come up when you get into your... when you're in... out of your comfort zone, right? They all start popping up, and you can just hear them fire. And it's really in those moments, take note, you know, as to what it is that your brain is saying right now. Like, I can't do this. Oh my gosh, I'm so afraid. I'll die if I do that. I'll lose, you know, whatever it is.
I'll lose respect.
I'll lose my dignity. Mm. You know, and so. And you can just kind of take a look at that. So whenever you're going after something new, you know, like you're challenging yourself in a new area, like you're going for that job, or you're gonna go and ask that person out for a date, like just like that oh my gosh, like when you have that thought of like, I'm going to actually call this person and ask them to go out with me. And then all of a sudden, all these thoughts come forward. Like, oh no, don't do it. You're not good enough. He or she is better than you. You don't deserve to be happy. But so pay attention, right? Because these are the moments when we can identify our limiting beliefs. And then once we become aware of them, we can then go to the next level, which is how do we heal them?
Yeah. And so, yeah, and they'll come up, I don't deserve not only this date, I don't deserve this job, I don't deserve this amount of money, I don't deserve this relationship.
I don't deserve to be happy.
Yeah. And the thing is, your goal is not to just totally rid yourself of these negative thoughts. You're never going to be void of fear. So that's not the goal here. The goal is to become aware of what's slowing you down. And identifying them so that you can put them in their place, right?
Yeah, they go in the back seat.
Yeah. So, but if you don't know what you're replacing, you know, it's like I know my car needs something new. I just don't know what it is. I'm just going to buy a bunch of parts and throwing it, or just I'm going to wash the car, put a new coat of paint on it, but it still doesn't. It runs like crap. It's like you got to know what part is faulty to be able to fix it, right?
Right.
And not fix it like you're broken, but just to upgrade, you know, and enhance things. One thing that we came up, I think this next section is going to be really, these are like a series of like to call belief system mad libs. These are like fill in the blank questions, and I want to thank Lisa Shepherd for helping us uncover some of these things. She did a little research of this topic for us and helped us come up with some great things to share with you. So thank you, Lisa. So these are like questions that when you fill in the blank, like for instance, I don't have time to. When you use the excuse that I don't have time to do that. Maybe you don't, you know, maybe that's something that's not in your wheelhouse or your area of genius or whatever. But quite often, if something you're pursuing and you're putting it off because you don't have time, there's another reason there that speaks to an underlying.
Yeah, we use that as a big excuse to not do things.
Even more so, I don't have what it takes to fill in the blank. Yeah, what is that thing that you're pursuing? And when that thought comes up, what's the belief?
Right.
Where did
it
come
really
from?
Is it really true?
It's probably not. Mm-hmm. I'm not qualified to.
Blank.
Fill in the blank.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not going to be successful in or with blank because
blank.
Blank. Right. These are mad libs that you fill in, and the way you fill those in, and maybe you don't feel that way every day, but if you probably answer those questions in different ways at different times, you know, and so just like, yeah.
You might even be recalling some of the times when you've had these thoughts and take yourself back into what the situation was that created that thought.
Mm-hmm. I should probably come up with a worksheet or something that has all these list of questions on them.
That's great.
How about, if I succeed, I'm afraid that I'll...
blank.
Mm-hmm. So what's the fear there? Yeah. Oh, if I fail at this, I'm afraid that I... So what's on that list for you? Oh, there's a lot of classics here. I'm just simply too old to...
Oh my goodness, yeah. Do that.
What's the opposite of that? I'm too
young
to do that. Let's see, I'm not smart enough to do X. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable enough. I don't know enough. Again, that imposter syndrome. How about I'm not attractive enough to pursue this thing that I want to do? Is that really true? Is it, you know? And here's just a general question. How would you fill in this blank? The world is basically a blank place.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
What adjective would you put in there? Huh?
That says a lot right there. The world is a, and you know, like, what was the first word that came to your mind?
Yeah. The world is basically a, is it friendly place?
Wonderful.
Hostile place?
Happy? Scary? Yeah. Fun?
The way you answer that speaks volumes to what your belief
system creating.
Yeah. And is that a belief system that's serving you? If it does, if you said it's a happy place, good, then reinforce that.
Yeah.
Have your affirmations just hammer that home. But if it's not one that's serving you, then that's a clue to somewhere the work needs to be done. You know, and that's, which is the next step. But we're just focusing on, first you have to identify them. Here's a whole series of questions that I think would be really helpful. And the word this is going to, you have to fill in the blank. When this happens, I feel this way, which leads to a decision or a behavior of mine, a reaction that you have, which then leads to this result. right? So when I turned down the offer to speak at my local whatever meeting, you know, for whatever, let's say it's a writer's meeting or whatever, you're an aspiring writer. When I turned down my opportunity, I feel unqualified and relieved, I relieve the pressure of having to show up and or be made a fool in front of the public because I really don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to writing, which leads to a decision. Oh yeah, a decision of behavior again to not pursue it, not feel it, not probably write as much, which then leads to the result of you like not feeding your soul with the written word. That was a horrible made up example there, but I think you know where I'm going. But when this happens, I feel this way, which leads to this decision or behavior, which then leads to this result. And you have to fill in those blanks for you, but you can,
yeah,
I'm sure you're already thinking of ways that that applies to your, to your life. Right. And
so
then
many good questions.
And then just one more thing. This is just another way to look at it. So this is all, so far we've been looking at it through the lens of self-examination. Like, yeah, you want to totally be present, be and monitor your thoughts objectively, not judgmentally or beating yourself up. It's about it's identifying your limiting beliefs without judgment, right?
Yeah,
isn't that important part of it?
This is going to help you.
Right.
Right. We're talking about liberation, about being free from these thoughts.
It's not about finding fault. Like, I'm going to make a list of all these faulty ways I'm thinking. No, that's not the way to approach this. It's I'm trying to root out the faulty parts or the parts that are not serving me. Again, you're not faulty. But these are just things that have obscured your brilliance. And then that's the I made the windshield analogy before. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but there's something that's clogging your windshield or your window, and it's just not allowing you to see the brilliance of the world and who you are. And so the work of personal development is being able to wipe that, clean that stuff away. But until you know what the gunk is that's obscuring your view, it's going to be hard to remove it. Harder to remove
so
it.
So a really simple process in identifying these beliefs. Okay, so something triggers you. You notice where a belief shows up in your mind that doesn't serve you. And usually they're just like statements that don't speak to the highest aspect of your being, that are kind of condescending in their tone, right? Like, you're stupid, you don't know, you don't have enough of this, you're not good enough, you don't blah, 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 worthy, whatever, right? So when that shows up for you, right, if you don't just bypass this and you stop right there, that's the moment of identification. Identify it. Wow, okay, that's the identification. And then next thing that is really, really powerful is just ask yourself, is that true about you? Mm-hmm. Is that real? And I mean, just like really being honest. Is that really true about me? Is that really true about me? And what you'll find is, you'll find that it's not really true about you. It is a lie. It really is a lie. That's what a limiting belief is. And limiting beliefs, you know, like they're navigating your life. If you stay in an unaware state with them, they will navigate your life and they will direct your life. And they're basically, they're driving your car. They're driving your car. When you become aware of them, and then you can ask yourself if it's really true, and you know that it's not true for you, then all of a sudden you can tell that limiting belief to get in the back seat. You're not driving anymore, because it's going to show up again. That voice is going to come up again. You don't ever get rid of them. I'm sorry to say, you don't. They're just there. They're just kind of there. Right. They just kind of show up less and less and less as time goes on, but they still show up. So you can recognize this voice coming up out of the back seat, and like you go, oh, no, no, no. You're just here along for the ride. I know that you're here, but you're not driving anymore. You're not in the front seat. We're in the front seat. We're driving. My expansive, positive, powerful beliefs are what's driving my vehicle right now, and my limiting beliefs are in the back seat, and they get to be there because they are going to show up again. People think that, you know, you do this work and then they disappear and they never come back, and then they're horrified when they have that thought again, thinking that there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's something, you know, it's just that it just will continue to show up, and it's that opportunity for you to once again stand in your power and say, no, this is who I am. And this is who I am.
And that's veering into the topic of overcoming the limiting beliefs, which is a whole nother, which is the next phase in this heal, activate, connect process. It's still part of the heal category.
Mm-hmm.
But just one more thing as far as identifying them, because sometimes people have a little bit of a challenge reflecting on themselves. You're so close to yourself, you don't all often see your limiting beliefs. So one final little tip there is, what limiting beliefs do you recognize in others?
Oh,
so I'm sure you have friends, you have family members when you're going, oh, they're not pursuing that goal because they think this way, or they have this disgruntled attitude because of this belief. And so observing that in other people might shed some light on how you're processing things, and you might actually recognize in other people issues that you're having within your own self that you maybe didn't realize. So
have you ever said to your girlfriend when she says something negative about herself, like, you just look at her and say, do not talk about my girlfriend like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
I've heard you say that.
Right?
To your friends, yeah.
Yep. I'll hear my friends say something that doesn't honor them, and I'll say, you're not allowed to talk about my best friend like that. You are not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I'm not tolerating that.
Yeah. That's another thing. What advice would you give to other people that you're not giving to yourself? That's another mm-hmm. way to look at this, too.
Yeah.
So this is a great topic. So I hope this helped you.
Yeah.
And you could use all these tools to just stop and spend an entire week, you know, in a journal or whatever, and just moving through your day as best you can to just monitor your thoughts. Every time you have a reaction to something, ask yourself, what's triggering that? What's the underlying belief that inspired that reaction? Write them all down. Go through some of these questions that we posed. And that's the first step.
It's awesome.
Personal transformation as
you're
gonna move.
You're going to be amazed.
That's right.
This is going to benefit you big time.
That was great, Pookie.
Yeah, good job, Bob.
All right, and now.
You're so amazing.
Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.